Diamond in the gray. It'll be number 0, Cale Gardner. Number 1, Eli Golden. Number 10, Dalton Shannon. Number 11, Brody Emery. And number 14, Aiden Estep, the All-State quarterback from that very good Mountain Grove football team. And with the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the second straight night that Riley White does not start tonight. Heath Combs will start wearing number 11 along with number 12, Dominic Boyce. Number 21 is Hollis Deckard. Number 23, Jaden Belcher. And number 24, Hunter Trinkler. So Decker, Belcher, Trinkler, Combs, and Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. Dom getting his second straight start. He started the game against Hartville on Friday night because of a slight injury for Riley White. And I talked to Coach Matt Pitts. Riley is dressed out tonight, and he may actually get an opportunity to play some. They said they're going to give it a shot and see how it goes. Of course, Thayer's got more big conference action coming up this Friday night when they make a road trip up to Mumford Gym to play the Willow Springs Bears. And then on Saturday, the Thayer Bobcats go to Mountain View Birch Tree High School to play in the Mountain View Shootout, where they'll take on Galena and a really good Galena basketball team. They'll be at 6:30 on Saturday night. We'll talk more about that later. All right, both teams in the center circle getting ready to jump it up. It'll be the 6'3 junior, Cale Gardner, to jump it up against the 6'5 sophomore, Jaden Belcher, for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats control the tip. By the way, JV game tonight went to Mountain Grove, 35-32. Bobcats with it first here. Got to Dominic Boyce. He's it inside to Belcher. Turns, shoots, no good. Belcher volleys it around and gets his own rebound. Goes to Trinkler in the lane. Out to Deckard. Deckard in the corner. Belcher for three. Whish, whish. Belcher hits one out of the corner. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company and West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And the Thayer Bobcats jump on top early. 3-0. Just got this one started. Gardner with it from Mountain Grove. Goes to the high post. Estep gives it up to Shannon. Shannon working on the right side. Goes down to the baseline. Throws it cross court back to Gardner. His three-pointer is blocked by Belcher, but Gardner gets it back. Goes to the hole and scores two. Good block by Belcher on the three-point shot, but it went right back to Gardner, who went to the hole and hit the easy layup. Back to a 3-2 game here. Doc Deckard from way downtown for the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard looked like he's just going to get the offense started. He fired it away from 24 feet, and he nailed it. Thayer on top early, 6-2. Mountain Grove with the ball. Gardner swings it around to Golden. Golden goes right side. Three-point shot is up. That's no good. Rebound comes to Mountain Grove. Into the lane goes Gardner. Goes right, now spins left and scores. Cale Gardner scored all 4 points for Mountain Grove. And it's back to 6-4. Thayer with the ball and the lead. Minute and a half gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer running the offense with the freshman, Trinkler, out the top of the key. Goes to the left side, trying to penetrate to the baseline. Gets down there, brings it back out the wing, and sends it back out front to Deckard. Deckard to Combs, now Belcher. Belcher on the right side, goes to the top, gives to Dominic Boyce. Dom, lobbing it inside to Belcher. Ball's intercepted. Nice play defensively from Mountain Grove. Here they go on the run. Gardner up the right side. He'll back it out top. Ooh, almost threw it away. Golden corrals it for the Panthers. Golden in the lane. Ball stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler going to the hole, spins down the left side, trying to leave it off for Boyce, and it is out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Trinkler couldn't get the shot up toward the rim and tried to tip it over to Boyce, and it went out of bounds. So Mountain Grove with a chance to tie here with the ball. Got it left side for Emery. Emery on the left side wing, kicks it over on the right side. There's a long shot by Estep. That's no good. And rebound, Dominic Boyce for Thayer. He has it knocked away, and the loose ball picked up by Grove. Three-point shot up, no. Trinkler with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer holds off Mount Grove. Two open shots, they couldn't hit either one. And the Bobcats in the half-court set. Deckard, long three, it's a good again. Hollis Deckard from downtown, brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and Thayer back on top by 5 at 6-4. Biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. Or should be at 9-4. Would be the score. Mountain Grove with a basketball. Estep on the right side. Kick it out top to Gardner. Down the left side of the lane. Bobcats cut him off. Knock it away. But the ball picked up by Golden. He dumps it down inside for Emery, who scores two for Mountain Grove. So the Bobcats have hit three threes. Mountain Grove's hit three twos. And it's 9-6 Thayer with a lead. Bobcats swinging around. Deckard tries another one. That one's off the rim and goes out of bounds. No good. And with 4:41 to play, Mountain Grove with a chance to get back within one here with a bucket. They are going to apply a little bit of full court pressure, the 2-2-1. Not pushing real hard against the ball, and Mountain Grove gets it across the timeline with Emery. Emery all the way to bucket, throws up a wild shot, but we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the floor, and it'll be on Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler going to be called for the push as Emery made a move down the right side of the lane. Mountain Grove will inbound the ball under the bucket on the offensive end with 4:31 to go in the first quarter. They inbound it out top. Now they give it up to Gardner. Gardner swings it right side to Eastep. Eastep directing traffic, swings it out, and now in the corner to Gardner, driving the baseline, gets up, shoots, no. The rebound, oh, it is good. Gardner got to go through. I didn't see it go in, but it did. And it's back to a one-point game with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bobcats need a bucket here to maintain the lead. Boyce with it. Out to Deckard. Deckard into the lane. Down the left side. Shoots it too hard off the window. Rebound controlled by Shannon for Mountain Grove. He kicks up to Gardner. Going into the lane. Kicks it out in the corner. Three-point shot is an air ball. Rebounded by Boyce. Oh, Bobcats had Heath Combs down the court wide open for a layup. Didn't see him. Thayer will bring it into the front court with 3:43 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats run it to the left side. Trinkler looking at the hole. Now goes to Combs. Powers it inside. Outside. Deckard fakes the three. Goes around the defense. Into the lane. Fakes. Double pump. Shoots. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Finally taken by Mountain Grove and then saved from out of bounds. We're going to get a foul called. It's going to be a foul on the floor against the Thayer Bobcats. I think they got Belcher on that one. No, they called it on Heath Combs, number 11. Foul on Combs will be his first of the game. Second team foul against Thayer here in the first quarter. Down to 3:26 to play. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Thayer back in a 1-2-2 zone here. Mountain Grove works it to the right corner. Outside the East Step on the wing, 30 feet from the bucket. Gives it to Gardner. Pull-up jumper. Rattles in and out. No good. Belcher had a rebound. Has it stripped away, but the loose ball picked up by Trinkler. Thayer on the break to Boyce. Fakes the three in the corner, moves to the bucket, and lost it out of bounds. And substitution of the night, Thayer getting a couple of subs in the game. And Riley White checking in for the first time, and Carter Nicholson going in. Boyce and Combs will check out. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by 1-9-8 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Panthers have the ball. They lob it to Eastep at the free throw line. Turns, faces the bucket, gives the pass up for Emery. Emery back out top and now around to Golden. Golden dribbles toward the lane, kicks it back out to Gardner. Gardner gives it up outside. Eastep with a three. That's no good, but Golden goes and gets the rebound. He's in the lane. Now to Eastep. Eastep going down the lane. We got a block and a hell ball in possession will belong to the Mountain Grove Panthers on the alternating possession rule. 2:31 to go in the first quarter. Thayer maintaining a one-point lead here, 9-8. Mountain Grove then bound it. They lob it inside. The ball is going to go out of bounds over on the side. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good defensive play there by the Thayer Bobcats. They prevent Mountain Grove from getting the inbound play run properly. And Grove threw it out of bounds, so Thayer got it back with a chance to add to a one-point lead here. Where'd the ball go? Did it go all the way out in the lobby? It went down the steps toward the locker room. I guess the ball was tired. Had to go get a little refreshment. And now they inbound it. Thayer Bobcats have got it into the front court with Deckard. Left side to Nicholson. Back out to Riley White. Riley coming off the injury. Gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler into the lane. Shoots a floater. And it's good. The Bobcat freshman. His first two of the night. Mountain Grove breaks the full court press in a hurry. Got it down to Emery. Into the lane. Shot blocked. And then a travel going to be called. As Gardner, picked up the loose ball. Traveled with it. Trying to get to the basket. So Thayer with the ball back. Bobcats have led by as many as five in the game. They lead it by three now with the basketball. Thayer with four field goals in the first quarter. Mountain Grove with four. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Got over on the left side to Riley White. White to Deckard. Now top of the key. Sets a screen for him. Hollis goes to the left side. Feeds over to Nicholson from three-point land. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Mountain Grove. And then a foul in the backcourt. On to Thayer Bobcats. I think they're going to get Riley White. Yeah, they did. Riley just checked in. Tried to poke that thing out of there. Going to be called for the foul. Third team foul on the Bobcats here in the first quarter. Mountain Grove will bring it the other way with Aiden Eastep. Eastep, great athlete, all-state quarterback, class 3 football. Panthers with the ball. Oh, Gardner fell down, maintains his dribble. A nice play there by Gardner. Show good ball control. Mountain Grove feeds it around the left side, down in the left corner. Now back out top. Eastep swings it over into the corner. And now back inside. The ball stolen by Riley White. Bobcats come up with a loose ball. And with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, Thayer with the ball and the three-point lead. Belcher's got it on the right wing. Out to Deckard. Into the corner to Nicholson. Almost lost it out of bounds. Controls. Gets back to Deckard. Deckard from the left wing. Has an open shot. Didn't take it. Brings it back out top. Thayer will restart the offense with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer with a three-point lead in the ball. Trinkler. Now high post to Riley White. Riley dribbles to the left side. Gives to Nicholson. Nicholson spins away from the defense. Gives it down to right. Wiley powers his way into the lane. Shoots. Oh, no good. And the rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers with a chance to get back to within one or hit one long one. Somebody could tie it up here. Panthers with it. Swing it on the right side for Golden. Golden in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Belcher yanks down the rebound and gets fouled on the play. He'll walk to the other end. So a foul on the defensive end and a foul on the Panthers, number 14. That is Eastep. That is the first foul call against Mountain Grove here in the first quarter. Comes with 25 seconds remaining. Thayer will inbound it with a three-point lead. And if you have followed the career of head coach Matt Pitts, you know they're looking for the final shot of the quarter right here. With the lead and the basketball, 16 seconds left as they cross the timeline. Trinkler just holds it out front on the dribble. Down to 10 seconds now, 9. And going to have to get the offense started soon. Trinkler moving off the screen, going to the bucket all the way. The hole shot is blocked. Trinkler gets it back, shoots no, but a foul going to be whistled on the play, and it's going to be on Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler with a foul as he didn't get the shot to fall, then frustration, tried to get it back, and it's called for the foul. That's number 2 on the Bobcat freshman. And another freshman, Kipton Horton, checks in for Thayer. 1.9 seconds to go. Horton intercepts it. Deckard at the buzzer. Oh! From half court, bounced it off the backboard and the rim. No good. And that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, Thayer 11, Mountain Grove 8. We'll be back with your second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins and Thayer, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill. Thayer Bobcats open the second quarter with the basketball. Gavin, an offensive set. Deckard fakes the three from the left side wing, spins toward the lane, couldn't get open, and gives to Riley White. Thayer Bobcats now the lineup of Horton, Belcher, Deckard, Nicholson, and White on the floor. Nicholson with it. Fades to Riley White. Out around the three-point line to Deckard for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Mountain Grove. Here comes Gardner with it. Got it on the right side to Golden. Toward the lane. Pulls up with a shot, and it's good. Bobcats fan wanted a foul. Somebody ran right over Hollis Deckard. Knocked into the floor. No call. Bobcats with a ball up by one here. Swing it over to Horton. The freshman fires a three. It's off the rim. No. Belcher with the offensive rebound. Bounces back up. No. Gets it again. Kicks it outside to Riley White. His floater wouldn't go down. And the rebound controlled by Panthers. Mountain Grove with a now chance to take the lead for the first time in the game. Three-point shot out of the corner is partially blocked. And a foul going to be called on Carter Nicholson of the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson going to be called for his first foul. Now four different Bobcats have been called for fouls in this game. Mountain Grove has been called for one. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Eastep, number 14 at the line, to shoot three. First one is up and good. First point of the game for Aiden Eastep. Mountain Grove wanting to make a substitution. Number five going to check back in, Brady Anderson. And second free throw for Eastep is good. Mountain Grove now with a lead, 12-11. And we got a Mountain Grove player has come off the floor. As Anderson checks in, number zero, that is Cale Gardner. Boy, that's a big loss for them. He is limping. They're going to have a trainer take a look. Second or third free throw is up and no good. Mountain Grove with a one-point lead now after two out of three from the line. Oh, and Gardner is in quite a bit of pain over on the sideline for the Panthers. They got somebody down there looking. They're looking at his knee. Thayer with a basketball into Belcher. Belcher puts it up with the left hand. Swings it off the back iron. No good. Mountain Grove with a rebound. And almost a steal. Eastep contributes and goes to the bucket and scores. Eastep has scored the last four for Mountain Grove and gives the Panthers a 14-11 lead. Thayer has not scored yet in this second quarter. We've played 2 minutes. They bounce it down low to Nicholson. Nicholson sees the lane to the bucket. Goes up. Count it and a foul. Nicholson with a nice move to get open. Nice pass from Hollis Deckard. And a foul is going to be called on number two for Mountain Grove, Brady Harris, who just checked into the game a moment ago. Thayer with a chance to tie here with the junior Carter Nicholson at the free throw line. Playing for Coach Matt Pitts off the bench tonight. And the free throw, trying to make it a three-point play, is good. Nicholson ties the game at 14. Mountain Grove coming the other way. Eastep will bring it up out of the backcourt. He's taking over the duties at the point with Gardner now going to the locker room. Mountain Grove got it. Eastep on the right side, out front to Golden. Golden, left side for Emery. Back out top to Eastep. Now back to Golden. Now down low. Shot is blocked by Belcher. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. And here comes Thayer on the break. Hollis Deckard moves it to the top of the key. To Nicholson for three more. Yes, sir. Carter Nicholson with a big three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Mountain Grove Panthers won a timeout. Bobcats come back with a 6-0 run and lead at 17-14 with 5:49 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have hit 4 3-pointers in the game. 12 of their 17 points from downtown. Mountain Grove hasn't hit one from three, but Thayer leads it by three, 17-14, with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. By the way, Gardner back on the bench for Mountain Grove. Well, he was flexing that knee when he came out, though. Mountain Grove with a basketball. They swing it in the right corner. Bobcats still back in that zone. That is number 11, Emery, gives it outside. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound, Horton. Bobcats off on a break. Horton going all the way to bucket, lays it up and good. The freshman with two. Thayer back up by five. 19-14 matches their biggest lead of the game. Mountain Grove pushes the ball in the lane. Shot is up, no. Rebound to Dominic Boyce. Thayer with a chance to add to a five-point lead. Hollis Deckard to Horton, sets his feet for three. Bingo! Kipton Horton with three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer's up eight with 4:46 to go in the half. Panthers work the ball around the perimeter, into the lane they go. Emery trying to get to the bucket, throws up a shot, and it's good. And that breaks what a 9-0 run by the Thayer Bobcats. No, an 11-0 run by the Bobcats. They were down 14-11, now lead at 22-16. Horton with it for Thayer to Belcher, fakes the three, moves off the screen, back to Horton. He just hit one from out there, and Estep comes out and guards him now. Horton backs it up on the dribble. Gives it around on the right side to Belcher. Belcher for three. That one's off the rim. No. Rebound is out of bounds as Belcher didn't catch any iron with the three-point shot. And now Gardner. This is a good sign. Gardner going back on the floor for Mountain Grove. Eli Golden will check out. Also number three, Brett Gardner will check in. And Brady Harris, number two, who had gone in, checks out. Estep bringing it up the floor for Mountain Grove. They're down by six. Biggest lead of the night now for the Thayer Bobcats, 22-16. Mountain Grove on the right side. Estep with it on the wing, holds it high. Bounced it to the high post. Now a backdoor cut, the ball stolen by Belcher. Belcher off on a break. Feeds it over to Horton for three more. It's good. Kipton Horton from downtown, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer going the other way, and here's Horton blocks the shot of Emery. Oh, the freshman playing well off the bench tonight for Coach Matt Pitts. And now Bobcats making a substitution. Heath Combs checks back in the game as Carter Nicholson, who came in and hit a couple of threes. Well, a couple of buckets. He's got 6 points in the game. Thayer leads it by nine with the basketball. Hollis Deckard going to the bucket, all the way to basket. Oh, misses the shot. And rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Ooh, and they almost lost it in the backcourt. Finally, they get it and bring it up into the front court. Estep's got it on the left side wing. Out top to Gardner, launches a three off the bad knee. It's no good. Rebound tipped up and out of bounds. It'll be Mountain Grove ball off the hands of Kipton Horton. Kipton played awfully well in the Bobcat game up against Hartville on Friday night and has really kind of made his way when he's had a chance to get in, has earned more playing time. It's something somebody said after the game we'll talk about later. Here, Mountain Grove with a shot out of the corner, no good. Panthers get their own rebound. Shot is up. That one's no good. And finally, rebound taken by Dominic Boyce, and then Boyce is going to get fouled as he tries to dribble out of the pack. Fouls on number 11. Number 11, Brody Emery. Something somebody said kind of, yeah, struck me as absolutely right. Horton has learned to use his length. He's got really long arms, and he did a nice job rebounding the ball. I think it was Coach Pitts said, yeah, he's learned how to use his length to his advantage. Thayer with a basketball up by nine. Horton's got it out between the circle. Takes it to Heath Combs on the left side, brings it back to the right on the dribble drive. Nobody open there. Now hands it back to Horton. Horton backs it out near midcourt. 2.5 minutes to go. First half, Thayer by nine over Mountain Grove. Bobcats get it to Combs. Combs bounces to Boyce out between the circles. Dom, oh, a little backdoor cut to Deckard. Going to the bucket, and he scores. Hollis Deckard with eight in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats are up now by 11. 27-16. Mountain Grove with it. Oh, and we got a whistle. We're going to get a hold called on number 21 for the Thayer Bobcats. That's Hollis Deckard. That'll be team foul number two on the Bobcats. Both teams have been called for two as we count down to the two-minute mark left here in the first half. Neither team in danger are going to the double bonus yet. Thayer by 11, Mountain Grove with the ball. Estep on the left side, feeds it out top for Gardner. Gardner gives it up in the corner and gets it right back on the wing. Bobcat defense has been really good here in this one so far. Estep's got it back on top. Goes in the lane to Emery. Emery drives down the right side. Shoot, count it, and one. He'll go to the line, shoot for a three-point play. I believe they're going to get Heath Combs. No, they got Dominic Boyce. Or did they call on? Or did they call on 11? Okay, did call on number 11, Heath Combs. And that'll be the second foul of the night on Heath. And the bucket is good for number 11 on the other side, Brody Emery. He's got 6 points now in the game. We'll shoot for number 7. Free throw is up and good for Emery. He's got 7 to lead Mountain Grove. Thayer making substitutions now. Combs comes out of the game after picking up that second foul. And Carter Nicholson checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats have the ball and the lead, 27-19. 8-point advantage after a 3-point play on that trip down for Panthers. Bobcats work ball around the perimeter, got to Belcher on the left side wing, goes toward the lane on the dribble, feeds it to Horton, now Deckard. They jump out on him, he goes to Boyce. Boyce making a move through a double team, has the ball poked away, and it's off his leg and out of bounds. Dom can't believe the call. He's like, wait a minute. And Mountain Grove will get it back, down by 8. Folks, this has got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here tonight at the Thayer High School Gym. If you're in the area, you ought to come on out and get you a seat and relax for some good high school basketball. Mountain Grove with it. Gardner out front gives to Estep. He'll shoot a three. It's good. Estep with the three. That's the first made three-pointer of the game for Mountain Grove, and it's back to a 5-point game. So Mountain Grove on a 6-0 run with 1 minute to go in the first half. Nicholson with it for Thayer out front. Feeds to Deckard. Fires a three off the front of the rim. No good, and Mountain Grove got the rebound. That was a good board right there for the Panthers. They've got the ball. In the lane goes Emery. Kicked it out. Now over to Gardner. The other Gardner, he dribbles in the lane. The ball is off the hands of Mountain Grove. Out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And Mountain Grove coach is saying, wasn't that tipped by one of the boys wearing a white uniform? The official says, didn't see it. Not my call. Thayer will inbound it here with 46 seconds to go in the half, leading by 5, 27-22. Horton brings it up out of the backcourt. Takes it to the left side wing. Feeds out top now to Nicholson and to Deckard Hollis, or Hollis Deckard. Hollis will back it back out near midcourt. Thayer going to hold for the final shot of the second quarter. They swing it left side. Nicholson, no, he'll go ahead and fire one up. It's off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Mountain Grove with 20 seconds to go in the half. Now to bring it up the court. Finally get it up. Long shot by Gardner. That one's up off the rim and bounces up over the backboard. And save from out of bounds. Thayer's got it. Deckard to the bucket. All the way at the hole. Has his shot blocked. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 0. That is Cale Gardner, which will be his first. And the foul comes with 3 seconds remaining. Deckard had a teammate on the left wing on the 2-on-1 break, but he decided to take it all the way to the hole, and he draws the foul. Not a bad play by the senior. Hollis, a really good free throw shooter. Remember, he hit 13 in the second half in that win over Hartville. He misses one here. That's okay. He'll shoot another, trying to make it a 6-point Thayer Bobcat lead. One's on the way, and it's good. Nailed it. Deckard now with 6 or 9 in the first half. Here comes Mountain Grove. Long shot at the buzzer. No good from just inside the half-court line. At the end of one half a play, Thayer 28, Mountain Grove 22. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Pelion and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Well, pretty good crowd on hand for the game tonight here at the Thayer High School. They've seen a good one so far. Thayer Bobcats with a 6-point lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers here at the half, 28-22. Thayer Bobcats scored 11 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. Mountain Grove scored 8 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. So Thayer has won both quarters, and they lead it by 6 here at the intermission. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Has been the hot shooting from downtown by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers in the first half. Mountain Grove has hit 1. And the Bobcats lead it by 6. Yeah, you do the math. All right, we're at halftime here tonight. Do want to remind you, we got more basketball coming up later this week. And I'm not sure on the on-air the schedule, but the Thayer Lady Bobcats play this Thursday night. They will travel to Salem to take on the Lady Tigers. Then on Friday night, the Thayer Bobcats travel to travel to Willow Springs, Mumford Gym, the legendary Mumford Gym. They'll take on the Willow Springs Bears, and the Thayer Bobcats are back in action again on Saturday. They will play Galena up at the Liberty Shootout at Mountain View Birchtree High School. That game, by the way, officially has been set for 6:30 on Saturday evening. I want to say thanks to some of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. I will take another timeout. We'll be back with more of your 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. We'll have your first half individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
It's time to think of that special someone. Valentine's Day is almost here. How about some jewelry? We have 15% off our Montana Silversmith collection. New jeans or a pair of boots is a great way to make someone's day with $10 off. See our new clearance items with additional discounts of up to 30% off the original price. Now through February 14th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply. Proudly supporting St. Jude through proceeds from our Hirsch apparel items.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. Welcome back to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. And by the way, before we move on here, I do want to say that I actually talked to the trainer from Mountain Grove High School. Cale Gardner is okay. He took a knee to the muscle right above his kneecap. That's why he went out in the game, and it looked for a little bit like he was in a lot of pain. It might be something pretty serious. But they say, no, he's okay, and he will play in the second half. That's good news. You don't want to see anybody getting hurt. All right, take a look at our individual scoring. First up for the Mountain Grove Panthers, they are the visitors on the scoreboard. Brody Emery has 7 points in the first half, 7 for Aiden Estep, 6 for Cale Gardner, and 2 for Eli Golden. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by the senior Hollis Deckard, who scored 9 in the first half, 8 off the bench for Kipton Horton, 6 off the bench for Carter Nicholson, a 3 for Jaden Belcher, and 2 for Hunter Trinkler. Nobody in any real serious foul trouble. Heath Combs and Hunter Trinkler each have 2 fouls for Thayer. Deckard, White, and Nicholson each have 1. And for Mountain Grove, nobody with more than 1. Gardner, Harris, Emery, and Estep all have 1 foul each after 1 half of play. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half. By the way, score again, 28-22. Thayer with the lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers here at the Thayer High School Gym. We're at the half. We'll be back with your second half in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something, where you always get the best price and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And we're back ready for our second half of basketball. Thayer Bobcats back to the starting lineup as we open up the second half. It'll be Hollis Deckard, Jaden Belcher, Hunter Trinkler, Dominic Boyce, and Heath Combs to start the second half. Looks like Mountain Grove back to their starters as well. It'll be Cale Gardner, Eli Golden, Dalton Shannon, Brody Emery, and Aiden Estep. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball to start the third quarter. Thayer with the lead, 28-22. And again, folks, this one looks like it's going to be a barn burner here at the Thayer High School Gym. Mountain Grove brings it into front court, swinging on the right side, now going high post. Got it there for Emery. Emery will back it out on the dribble. Laking to make a move, moves toward the lane, leaves it back outside for Golden. Golden going to the hole, shot is blocked by Trinkler. Bobcats on the break to Hollis Deckard for the Snowbird. Count it. Hollis Deckard with 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. He's got 11 now in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats are up by 8, 30-22. There goes Emery back in the lane, shoots and scores for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That was a nice move by Brody Emery, getting to the hole, hits the bucket to give him 9 in the game, and the foul is called on Hunter Trinkler for Thayer, and the freshman picks up his 3rd in the game. In the last 3 or 4 ball games, Hunter's been getting in foul trouble. And Coach Pitts having a little bit of talk with him right here about that. He checks out of the game. Kipton Horton goes back in. Free throw is up for Emery. No good. And the rebound controlled by Horton. Horton almost has it taken away. Bobcat fans wanted a foul. No call. Horton comes up the floor. Behind the back on the dribble. Now clears the defense. Mountain Grove looks like they want to play a little man-to-man defense here. Thayer with the ball outside is Heath Combs. working against number 11, Emery. Now back to Horton in the corner. Belcher fires the three. Bingo! Belcher hits his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it again by 11, 33-24. Panthers with the ball. Golden out on the right side of the circle. Feeds it down in the left corner. Three-point shot rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Belcher. And then Belcher gets fouled in the backcourt. It'll be on Eli Golden, who tried to poke the ball away from behind. The Thayer Bobcats have got it back up by 11. A chance to add to that lead now, 33-24. And a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure. Belcher inbounds the ball to Hollis Deckard in the backcourt for Thayer, defended by Emery. Deckard brings him up across the timeline on the dribble. Thayer gets into the offense, swinging it right side. Now left side to Belcher in the corner to Horton for three more. Yes! Horton hits another one from downtown. And Mountain Grove wants a timeout. 36-24, Thayer up by 12 with 6:26 to go in the third. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include, I get the right list, include Big D's Barbecue, LLC and Catering in Thayer. Dustin Walters over there always does a good job. Mr. Dent in West Plains. Forstler's Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting, Allen Supported Living, and Sunset Salon and Barbering. Thayer Bobcats have outscored Mountain Grove 8-2 in the first minute and a half of the third period and have opened up a 12-point lead, 36-24. Thanks to the continued hot shooting of freshman Kipton Horton and the Thayer Bobcats. Here goes Emery into the lane again. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Thayer Bobcats. Dominic Boyce with it. We'll give it out to Horton. Mountain Grove just looking for somebody to get hot, and they haven't found anybody yet. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. Up by 12. Heath Combs out front. Hands it off to Boyce. Boyce. Hands back to Hollis Deckard. He'll hand it out between the circles. Mountain Grove now looks like they've gone, well, now they've gone back to a zone. Bobcats were eating them up in the man-to-man. They're back in the zone here. Thayer just content to work it around the perimeter. Deckard's got it out between the circles. Hands the ball off to Heath Combs, and now Belcher. Belcher to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now down in the corner to Deckard, driving the baseline. Wraparound pass out to Horton, sets his feet, fires again. That one's off the rim, no good. Belcher with a rebound, reverse layup, back up and in. Belcher with a beautiful offensive rebound and reverse layup for the putback, and Thayer leads it by 14. Panthers with the ball, got it inside, back outside to Emery. Emery spins in the lane, shot blocked by Belcher. Loose ball picked up by Horton. Here come the Bobcats trying to add to the 14-point lead. Bounce it down to Boyce. Boyce in traffic, has the ball poked away. Loose on the floor. It'll be Thayer Bobcat balls. It goes out of bounds on the inline. Substitution here for Mountain Grove. Number 3, Brett Gardner checks in. Number 11, Brody Emery will come out. Hollis Deckard to trigger it in for Thayer on the offensive end down under the bucket. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Dumps it to Dominic Boyce. Boyce gets tied up, and that's going to be a foul. Immediately on number 3, Brett Gardner, as he reached in, tried to take it away from Dom. Have you seen Dom's arms lately? You're not going to take the ball away from him. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will trigger it in. They bounce it to Belcher, to Deckard. 12-footers, good. Nice play there on the inbound. Thayer got the wide-open look from 10 feet away, and Hollis Deckard won't miss many of those. Thayer now by 16. They have outscored Mountain Grove by a bunch here in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. Panthers go into the lane. Got the ball in there to Shannon. Shannon back outside to Estep. He'll get it back. Now fires a long three. It's good. Estep with a three. He's got 10 points now in the game. He's hit 2 threes on the night. That brings a scoring drought for Mountain Grove. Thayer up 13 with the ball. Heath Combs out top, looking to get rid of it. Oh, we get a foul call. It's going to be on Mountain Grove again. Going to be number 0, Cale Gardner. That'll be number 2 on Gardner in the game. And Thayer will inbound it on the far sideline with 4:16 to play in the third quarter, up by 13 points. Thayer has already scored 12 here in this third quarter. They lead at 40-27. Bobcats with the ball off the inbound. Got to Belcher on the right wing. Out top to Boyce. To Deckard for three more. No, that one's short. Rebound gets on the floor. Boyce has got it for Thayer. Shuffles it up toward the basket. No good. And a rebound, Mountain Grove. And here come the Panthers. They swing it up to Gardner. Gardner going to the hole. That's an offensive foul. Number 0, Cale Gardner called for the offensive foul. And we're getting word here. Oh, good ball game going on there. By the way, Thayer making a substitution here as Carter Nicholson checks back in. Heath Combs will sit. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Willow Springs and Liberty tied at 29. Another big game in the SCA. Here, Thayer with 3:51 to go in the third quarter leads Mountain Grove 40-27. Bobcats with the ball. Foul, by the way, on Gardner was his third. Bobcats get it down to Deckard. Hollis moves to the elbow. Gives off to Boyce. Boyce into the lane. Falls down. He's called for a travel. He got tripped on the way to the hole. Sometimes that happens. And Dominic Boyce will turn it over. Mountain Grove with the ball. Coming off a three. Trying to make it a little closer here. They get it to Estep. Estep on the wing out front. Swinging it right side. Trying to go inside. Ball stolen by Boyce for Thayer. Thayer Bobcats have got it back with 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Horton takes it across the timeline. Well, a crowd is getting rowdy here at the Thayer High School gym. Deckard with it for Thayer. To Horton in the corner for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Mountain Grove goes and gets it. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the other end. And number 3, Gardner, Brett Gardner, will go to the line and shoot two free throws. For Mountain Grove, fouls on number 12, Dominic Boyce. Well, Mountain Grove already on a 3-0 run, could make it a 5-0 run here. And the final 3 minutes of this third quarter, and the free throw is up and good for Gardner. And substitution for Thayer, Dominic Boyce will check out the game. The foul on Boyce, by the way, was his first of the game. Riley White back in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw is up. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. Carter Nicholson yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Come the Bobcats. Belcher up out of the backcourt on the dribble. Backs it back out front. Gives to Deckard. Hollis in the free throw circle. Oh, trying to bounce it down to White. Ball stolen by Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. They're already on a 5-0 run. Oh, and there's a whistle and a travel on Eli Golden out front. Started to make the pass and had to stop, and he picked up the pivot foot. Number 5, check it in now for the Panthers. That is Brady Anderson. He played a little bit in the first half. Eli Golden will come out for Mountain Grove. Thayer will inbound the ball after the non-shooting foul. Bring it into the backcourt for Kipton Horton. Kipton races up the right side, gives the ball to Belcher out front to Nicholson, now to Deckard. Deckard on top to Riley White. Out top of the key, swings it right side to Belcher. Well, head and shoulder fake, moves out to the wing, gives to Deckard. Looks at a three-point shot, doesn't take it, now takes the ball back out top. Moving down the left side of the lane, gives it to Horton. Horton glides on the dribble. Gives it back to Deckard on the left side wing. Deckard near the sideline, has the ball knocked away, and a foul going to be called on Aiden Estep. That'll be his second of the game. And the fifth team foul on Mountain Grove. Thayer's going to be shooting free throws for the final 2:13 of the third quarter, already with a 12-point lead. Hollis Deckard going to the line. Hollis is 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. This one's up and good. Remember Friday night against Hartville, he hit 13 free throws in the second half to seal that victory. Looking for his 15th point of the game here. That one is up and good. Hollis Deckard now has hit 3 in a row after he missed his first one from the free throw line. And Thayer up 14 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mountain Grove with it out top. That is Gardner. Takes it to the top of the key. Playing it over on the left side for East Step. He fires another three. That one's off the rim. No good. And bounces out of bounds over on the sideline. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a 14-point lead. Minute 57 to go in the third period. Bobcats then bound against full court pressure. Got into Belcher. He'll give it up to Deckard. Mountain Grove has gone back to a man-to-man defense here. Thayer with it on the offensive end. Nicholson to Belcher in the corner for Horton. Back out top to Belcher for a quick three. It rattles in and out. No good. Riley White with the rebound. Follows it back up and in. First bucket of the night for big Riley White. And the Thayer Bobcats are back up by 16, 44-28. Panthers move the ball in the lane. Gardner going up with a shot. It's good. That's a tough shot for Cale Gardner. Got to go down. He's got eight in the ballgame. And the Thayer Bobcat lead down to 14 with a minute 20 to go. They're taking their time, bringing it the other way. Horton against the defense gives it out to Nicholson, top of the key. Nicholson swings it over to Hollis Deckard on the left side wing. Bounce it to Riley White out top. Riley making a move down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked. No foul called, and Mountain Grove coming the other way. East Step going to the hole, pulls up with a shot, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two with 57 seconds to go. Foul's going to be on Carter Nicholson. That'll be the second on Nicholson and the third team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. Folks, I'm telling you, this fourth quarter is going to be a dandy. East Step at the line, shoots. Free throw is good. East Step now with 11 to lead Mountain Grove. Substitution for the Panthers, number 10, Dalton Shannon checks out of the game. Number 11, Brody Emery will check back in for the Panthers. Now the free throw for East Step is good. 12 points now for East Step to lead them in scoring tonight. And Thayer will bring it the other way with under a minute to go in the third quarter, leading by 12, 44-32. Mountain Grove, still playing man-to-man. Bobcats with the ball way out front. Horton's got it. The freshman backs it out near midcourt with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bobcats look like they want to make sure they get a good shot here or hold it to the final shot of the quarter. Way out on the floor, just swinging it around the perimeter. Hollis Deckard with it, down to 26 seconds to go in the third. Hollis on the dribble drive, moves to the elbow, back to Belcher. Belcher doesn't take the shot. Now drive to baseline. Oh, and he traveled with the basketball. No, they say he stepped out of bounds. Belcher caught it in the corner, and a little bit was too deep and had a foot out of bounds. So Thayer turns it over. 15 seconds to go in the third. Mountain Grove with the basketball, down by 12. East Step way outside. Deckard covers him up. He'll give it up now for Gardner. Down to five. Gardner in the lane. Back out to East Step for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound Mountain Grove. They throw one back up. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. It's Thayer 44. Mountain Grove 32. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, Thayer Bobcats outscored Mountain Grove 16-10 in the third period, and they lead it now 44-32. Bobcats will open the second or the fourth quarter with the basketball. They get it to Riley White at the elbow, bounces it down to Belcher under the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound, controlled by Mountain Grove, now loose on the floor, and the Bobcats have got it, and a timeout called by Coach Matt Pitts. Well, timeout on the floor. Thayer leads at 44-32, and they'll have the ball when we come back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, Thayer Bobcat coach Matt Pitts called that timeout when this player was on the ground with possession of the ball to maintain possession. 12-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 7:45 to play in the game. Bobcats will inbound on the baseline on the offensive end. They lob it in way out front to Belcher. Belcher, ooh, had Riley White. Now gives it down to Horton for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Gardner from Mountain Grove. Panthers' chance to get back to within 10 here with a bucket. Gardner going all the way to the hole is going to be fouled. It'll be a hold called on the Bobcats. It's going to be before the shot. Fouls on Riley White. That'll be number two on Riley. Still nobody in serious foul trouble for Thayer. Trinkler's got three and not on the floor. Mountain Grove inbounds the ball in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Nicholson with a rebound. Thayer with the ball up by 12. Deckard in the corner. Belcher for three. Yes! Belcher hits another three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains and Mountain Grove. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 15. Panthers with the ball. Gardner on the right side. Swings it all the way to the left side to Brett Gardner. Back out to Estep. Estep gives it up to Cale Gardner. He'll kick it outside. Now three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Riley White for Thayer. And here come the Bobcats with a 15-point lead. We're down under 7 minutes to play in the game. A lot of basketball to play. Here's Horton going toward the basket. Gets cut off. Gives the ball out front to Nicholson. Now to Belcher. Belcher feeds it through to Nicholson. Back out to Horton for three more. No, off the rim. Long rebound taken by Gardner for Mountain Grove. Gives to the other Gardner. And oh, it's taken away by Belcher, but they call him for a foul. I don't know about that one. Belcher going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. I thought it was a clean steal. If they would not have blown that whistle, Belcher was going to get his first dunk of the year right there. Mountain Grove will inbound the ball with non-shooting foul. Thayer up 15. Mountain Grove needing a bucket to stay close. They get the Estep on the left side wing. He's hit a three from there a while ago. Belcher jumps out on him. He'll swing around to the right side to Golden, who just checked back in. And now over to Emery. Emery on top to Golden. Eli surveys the situation. Now Mountain Grove wants a timeout. 6 minutes to play in the game. Thayer leads Mountain Grove by 15. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
We were talking during the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Thayer is 11-7 against Mountain Grove since 2009. Mountain Grove won the last meeting. I remember that one. Thayer had a shot to buzzer to win it and missed it. And before that loss, Thayer had beaten Mountain Grove six times in a row. So they've won six of the last seven. And they lead it by 15 here with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 47-32 is our score. Mountain Grove with the ball out of the timeout. They inbound it to Gardner. Gardner swings it to the other Gardner on the right side wing. Now out to Estep and around the horn to Golden. Golden back to Estep in the corner. Lets another three fly, and it's good. Aiden Estep now with 15, the lead away for Mountain Grove. He has hit all three of their made three-pointers. And here's Thayer breaking a full-court press. Belcher in the lane, throws up a wild shot, and they're going to wave it off. We're going to get a foul before he got to the bucket. Belcher just trying to outrun everybody down the floor, got a lot of contact, and a foul was called on Cale Gardner, and that will be his fourth in the game. And immediately Gardner going to check out of there. They're going to need him down the stretch. Number 5 will check in. That is Brady Anderson. Also number 10 is checked back in, Dalton Shannon. Thayer inbounds the ball to Belcher. Got it to Deckard. Hollis moving into the lane. Kicks it back out to Horton with a 3. It's good. Kipton Horton from downtown has got 14 off the Bobcat bench, and Thayer back up by 15, 50-35. Kipton Horton says, I'll answer that 3. Nailed it from the top of the key. Mountain Grove back in the offensive set with 5:25 to go in the game, down by 15. Here is Emery trying to get a shot in the lane, couldn't get it, kicks it back outside for Anderson. Anderson now going in, ball stolen by Riley White. White with a good defensive play to get the steal for Thayer, and the Bobcats with the ball up 15 here, 5 minutes to go in the game. Oh, Bobcats trying to get it to Belcher, and the ball was tipped into backcourt. Now Deckard wide open for 3. Yes, sir. Deckard now with 18 in the game to lead all scorers. Thayer's up by 18. Here's a shot no good for Mountain Grove. Rebound Mountain Grove. Back up and in. Count it for Eli Golden. Just his second bucket of the game came off the offensive board. The foul's on Carter Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be number 3 on Carter tonight. And Kipton Horton comes out of the game for Thayer. 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers and 14 points in the game. Coach Pitts has got 20 points off his bench tonight. Number 1 at the free throw line, Eli Golden will shoot 1, try to make a 3-point play, and it's good. So Thayer lead is back to 15. Mountain Grove picks up the full court pressure now. Playing a little more intensity defensively. Belcher brings in the front court for Thayer. Swings it over to Nicholson. Nicholson to Deckard. Fakes the 3. Moving in the lane. Shuffles it outside to Riley White. Thayer can afford to work a little clock here. 4:35 to go. You don't have to be in a hurry to score with a 15-point lead. Belcher handles it outside. Now to Trinkler, who just checked in place of Horton. Trinkler traveled with the basketball. Yes, he did. Down in the corner. Trinkler, for the last couple of weeks, has committed some turnovers and a lot of fouls. I think he's just trying too hard. Here's a 3-point shot for Mountain Grove on the other end. It's good for Cale Gardner. Mountain Grove starting to heat up from the 3-point line. Now Thayer breaks the full court pressure. They got it down inside to Riley White. Fake shoots. No. Rebound Belcher going back up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Oh, Thayer broke the pressure and had 2 wide open looks. Couldn't get him down. And Belcher will go to the free throw line. And the foul's on number 11. That is Brody Emery, his second of the night. Belcher trying to add to the Bobcat 12-point lead from the free throw line. First one is up and good. Jaden's a really good free throw shooter. And Jaden, all of a sudden, has scored 12 points on the game, 9 of them here in the second half. The Bobcat sophomore sets another one on the right hand, puts it up off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes out to Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. Down by 13 with the ball. 4 minutes to go in the game. They got to Eastep. Eastep inside the 3-point line. Gives it off for Emery. Emery swings it around in the corner. 3 ball out of the corner. It's good for Cale Gardner. He's hit 2 in a row. And all of a sudden, it's a 10-point Bobcat lead. 54-44. Trinkler with it for Thayer. Got it over to Deckard. Deckard into the lane. Kicks it back out to Carter Nicholson. He waits for Deckard to come back and get it. Deckard now double-teamed by the Panthers. Got to get rid of it. Does to Nicholson. Nicholson spins away at the defense. Feeds it cross-court to Trinkler. Now to Riley White on the baseline. Back out to Trinkler. Bobcats running some clock. Trinkler has it poked away from behind, and a foul going to be called on Emery. Yep, you poke it away from behind like that, you're normally going to get called for a foul. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Panthers in the fourth quarter, so 2 more and the Bobcats start shooting the free throws. Thayer inbounds the ball on the far sideline, got it to Hollis Deckard. We're counting down to the 3-minute mark remaining in the game. Thayer leading by 10. Mountain Grove, oh, there's another foul. This one's going to be out front. I think they got number 11, Emery, again. Yes, they did. Trying to poke it away, and the foul on Emery is his 4th. So now Gardner and Emery both with 4 fouls for Mountain Grove. Thayer inbounds the ball into the backcourt to Trinkler. Takes it back across the timeline on the left-hand dribble. Now pulls up the dribble, hands the ball to Deckard. Hollis will handle it out front. Draws the double team to him, got rid of it, down to Nicholson in the right corner. Now to White. Riley get back out to Nicholson. Now Trinkler. Trinkler has it poked away, picked up by Mountain Grove. Oh, and a bad shot, no good. Rebound back to Mountain Grove, and Eastep puts it up and in. Eastep now with 17. The Bobcat lead is 8. Thayer with it, got it to Belcher. Belcher back out to Hollis. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer hadn't scored in a while. Bobcats get it on the baseline to Belcher, back out to Riley White, and Thayer just working on the clock. Belcher to Decker. Decker down to Belcher, all alone on the baseline for the drive and the lay-in. Belcher with a big bucket, puts the lead back to 10. Mountain Grove with the ball. Down to the baseline goes Emery. Toward the lane, ball stolen by Trinkler. Oh, and then a foul going to be called on the second steal attempt. Trinkler knocked it loose. Emery picked it up, and then Trinkler fouled him the second go-round. Trinkler picks up his fourth for Thayer, and that's team foul number 4. So both teams going to start shooting the double bonus on the next foul. We've got 2:14 left in the game. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Sunset Salon and Barbering and Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and the Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree. Inbound for Mountain Grove. Three-point shot is up. No good. Carter Nicholson with a rebound. Thayer's got the ball back. 2 minutes to play with a 10-point lead. Hollis Deckard into the front court. He's over to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Deckard. Saves it from going into the backcourt. And now he is going to be fouled by Eastep. Eastep got a body into him and knocked him down. A foul on Eastep will be his third of the night. And this one will send Hollis Deckard to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. Both teams are over the limit and into the double bonus. Hollis leads all scorers tonight. He's got 18 for Thayer. Eastep has got 17 for Mountain Grove. Thayer with only one player up on the free throw line. Everybody back on the defensive end of the floor. First free throw for Hollis Deckard is good. Deckard with 19. Boy, the senior has been good again tonight. And he's coming, you know, we talked about it Friday, has been coming off an illness, which he lost a little over 20 pounds in a week. Back to the free throw line. Looks to be getting all of his strength back. Second free throw is good. 20 for Hollis Deckard, and the Thayer lead is back to 12 with a minute 55 to go. Mountain Grove rolling the ball up across midcourt, trying to save some time. Ball goes to Emery out on top. Emery looking for a screen, moves to the elbow, fires up 15-footer, no good. Gets his own rebound back, goes down the right side, count it, and a foul. Foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 23, Jaden Belcher. That'll be number 2 on Belcher. The basket will count for Emery. Emery now with 11 points in the game, the match is number. Substitution, Brett Gardner checks out of the game. Number 10, Dalton Shannon back in for Mountain Grove. Free throw is up and it's good for Emery. 12 points now on the night. The Thayer Bobcat lead is down to 9 with a minute 43 to go. Nicholson gets the ball across the timeline to Deckard up the right wing. Hollis on the dribble, penetrates into the lane, brings it back outside to Nicholson. Nicholson, they're just going to make Mountain Grove foul him, put him at the free throw line. Here's Deckard stepping through a double team and is going to get fouled on the play. That'll be on number 1, Eli Golden, and that's going to send Hollis Deckard back to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer hadn't hit a field goal since Belcher broke loose on the baseline a couple of minutes ago. Thayer has scored 14 here in the fourth quarter. Mountain Grove has scored 17. Deckard trying to add to his point total from the free throw line. That one is up and good. Hollis Deckard with 21. And substitution, Shannon checks out of the game, and number 3, Brett Gardner, back in the game for Mountain Grove. Second free throw for Deckard. That one's short, no good, and the lead is back to 10, 59-49. Thayer with the lead, Mountain Grove with the ball. Out top. Gardner for 3, rattles in and out, no good. Nicholson with a rebound for Thayer. Dalton trying to get rid of it, does to Trinkler. Trinkler on the dribble drive, pulls up in midcourt, bounces the ball to Nicholson. Oh, he has it taken away by Eastep. Eastep drive for the layup, and immediately a timeout call by Mountain Grove. That was a good play right there by Aiden Eastep. Eastep now with 19 as he took it away from Trinkler at midcourt. A minute 6 to play in the game. Thayer leads it by 8, 59-51. We'll take timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
All right, we're just getting word that the Willow Spring Bears are up by two on the Liberty Eagles with 1 minute left in their game. Here, Thayer Bobcats lead it by eight over the Mountain Grove Panthers, also in SCA conference play. Thayer with the ball in the backcourt. Hollis Decker draws the double team. Going to have to hurry now. Got to Trinkler. Trinkler finally gets it across the timeline against pressure. Trinkler back out to Decker. Down to 50 seconds to play in the game. Thayer trying to hang on. Decker handles the ball in traffic. Finally gets fouled. It'll be against number 10, Dalton Shannon. Will be his first of the game. And Hollis Deckard back to the free throw line, trying to add to the Thayer Bobcat 8-point lead, 59-51, with 50 seconds remaining in the game. Free throw is up. First one is good for Hollis Deckard. Hit one out of two last time he was at the line. He's got 23 in the game. Shooting for his 24th point of the night, trying to make it a 10-point Thayer Bobcat advantage with 50 seconds remaining. Free throw is up, and it's nothing but net. 23 for Hollis Deckard. Thayer leads it by 10, down to 45 seconds to go as Mount Grove brings in the front court to Estep for a three. It's good. Estep hits one from downtown. That gives him 22 in the game and cuts the Bobcat lead to seven with 40 seconds remaining. They're going to take a timeout. Mountain Grove takes a timeout to design what they want to do here defensively. And it gives us time to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters again, like the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Silver Springs Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, helping to bring you tonight's game and basketball every time the Thayer Bobcats or the Thayer Lady Bobcats take the court. All right, Thayer still in a timeout here. Mountain Grove called it, and now Thayer will break the huddle. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They got to go the length of the floor. 7-point Thayer lead with 41 seconds to play in the game. Mountain Grove with a full court man-to-man pressure. Thayer inbounds it to Deckard in the backcourt. The senior comes to the double team, gives it up to Nicholson. Nicholson punches it up to Riley White. Thayer back into the half-court offense, and White's going to be fouled, and that will immediately go against Shannon. That'll be his second, so he is the designated fouler here down the stretch. And Riley White will step to the free throw line for Thayer. The Bobcat senior with just 2 points tonight. But it was a big 2 points when the Bobcats were on a run. First free throw is up and good for Riley White. Makes it an 8-point Bobcat lead, 62-54. Riley trying to run the lead back to nine here. 33 seconds remain. Second free throw is up. Oh, bounces off the rim, no good. Mountain Grove with a rebound, down by eight, 62-54. Here comes number 11, Emery shoots a three, top of the key, and it's good. Emery hit that one from downtown. Thayer will inbound the ball here. They get it into Deckard. 19 seconds to play, and Deckard's fouled immediately in the backcourt by Cale Gardner. And that's going to be the fifth on Gardner. He'll foul out with 18 seconds left. Thayer up by 62-57. If Hollis Deckard can hit a couple free throws, by the way, number two, Brady Harris checks into the game as Cale Gardner checks out with his 14 points for Mountain Grove. Big free throws right here, trying to make it a three-possession game. And the first one is up and good. Hollis Deckard. Hollis now a 24, looking for his 25th point of the game. That would make it a three-possession game for Mountain Grove. Oh, he missed it. The lead is six. Mountain Grove will get it to Estep. Long three-point shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound, Belcher with 11. He gets fouled immediately. And with 10 seconds, oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Oh, my. They call a jump ball that belongs to Mountain Grove. They'll inbound on under the bucket. Got it in. Gardner with a three. It's no good. Rebound. Back up by Mountain Grove. No. Rebound. Trinkler. And Trinkler is pushed out of bounds. That'll be a foul. And with 1.6 seconds to go, it's all over but the shouting. Bobcats fans wanted an intentional foul on that play because they just reached out and shoved him out of bounds. But that's what you got to do. That's just the way it's going to be. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to win this one, folks. 1.6 seconds to go. Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman at the line, 2 points on the game. He misses the free throw. Thayer leads it by six, 63-57, and we're still awaiting a final score on the Liberty-Willow Springs game. Second free throw by Trinkler is good. Mountain Grove will inbound it, come to midcourt, half-court shot after the buzzer, no good, and that's the final. Thayer Bobcats have won it tonight, 64-57 over the Mountain Grove Panthers in a game that was everything we thought it was going to be coming into tonight. Thayer Bobcats improved to 2-0 in SCA conference play. And for the Mountain Grove Panthers, they are now 0-2 in the conference. They dropped to 7-12 overall. And the Thayer Bobcats, with that win, are back to the 500 mark at 9-9. Good crowd, good ball game here tonight on Met Pitts Court at the Thayer High School Gym. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space.